Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you be glorified in all that we do. We ask that others may come to know you through the way we live our lives, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Friday. It's the last day of the workday for most people, and, of course, we're going right into the weekend. And one of the things we're looking at is Romans. We're continuing in Romans, but today is a very famous passage. And sometimes it's one that when people get really discouraged, it's one to remind them of. One real issue that I get kind of upset with is when people, I believe, have not learned their faith well. And so, again, one of the signs that they're not living their faith well is they're strictly focused on avoiding sin. Strictly that. I mean, Thomas Aquinas says we do good and avoid evil. But if they're strictly focused on avoiding evil, they're actually not living the faith we're called to do. And say, well, we're supposed to avoid evil. Yes, but you're supposed to do good. Do good and avoid evil. In other words, and well, actually, another way to put it is if you do good and you're focused on that, you're not going to be focused on doing evil, however you want to define that. But, you know, if you've ever dealt with, for example, anyone who has an addiction, they will always explain to you that the addiction is not curable. And the way they deal with the addiction is on a day-by-day basis, choosing not to engage in what it is they're addicted to. But the addiction is always there. Well, it's that kind of sense that we're seeing from today's first reading. And so it's always important to understand that you never in your life, if you have an addiction, ever overcome it. And matter of fact, one of the ways I like to explain to people when it comes to alcoholism is, and I'm not an alcoholic, although I have had my issues with drinking, but I'm not an alcoholic. I actually prefer not to drink, so very rarely do I drink. You remember the discussion I had talking about all the issue with Bud Light? And I mentioned that I really had no dog in that fight, so to speak, because I so rarely drink anything alcoholic that when I do on a rare time drink beer, it's never going to be a light beer, ever. And if I do, one beer I do normally drink, I'll do on a regular basis, is non-alcoholic beer, so that doesn't count. But if I were to sit down and have a beer, it would never be a light beer, because it wouldn't make any sense to me. If I'm going to sit down and have a beer, I'm going to have a beer. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I always said that whole Bud Light thing that was going, I never had a dog in that fight, because there's no way I would ever, it's not that I have anything against Bud Light, but there's no way I'd ever drink a light beer, including Bud Light. So going back to that, but if you're ever dealing with an alcoholic who also does not drink, the alcoholic, though, can't drink. And it's extremely dangerous for one who does, because they can fall back and go into a relapse and go back into their days. Now, one of the reasons why I say I'm not an alcoholic is that occasionally I can have a beer. I did live a time back when I was outside of the church. This is back when I was in the Navy. I did live a time where I had two modes. I had three modes. I was working or on my way to a bar. That was one mode. So I was sober, and then I was on my way to getting drunk, and then I was very drunk. Those were the only three modes Those are the only three modes I ever had at one time in my life. And why can I say I'm not an alcoholic? Because I quit drinking, and I can have a beer occasionally, but I'm also well-trained that I only have the one. and that's it. And it's so rare that it's virtually non-existent. A true alcoholic cannot have that one beer. They can't have a drop of alcohol because of the fact that it's a physical disease, and it can lead to total addiction and the relapse. And it's that kind of reality that St. Paul is talking about, because he's talking about seeking to do the right thing, but he has that part of him within him that is inclined towards sin. And so that's his struggle. And of course, that struggle is the way St. Paul mentions it. Go back a few hundred years and Plato talked about it as well in a pagan sense. So St. Paul is talking about that part is real. Now, one of the reasons why I get frustrated when I hear people talk about how they're doing everything to avoid sin, because they were never taught that that real part is there, so they have to understand that they're never going to be able to overcome, just like an alcoholic never overcomes his alcoholism, but he does things to prevent himself from ever drinking. We're going to talk more in a minute. We'll be right back. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back, and we're talking about the reality of today's first reading from Romans. And this is where St. Paul talks about he has that part of him that is inclined to sin, and so he's focused on Christ that lets him understand that that part is there, but helps him to grow closer away from sin. And that's a very famous passage. It's Romans 7. And it's good to know it is there, especially on behalf of those who feel they are, when they get discouraged by sin. Now, an interesting principle that's taught by the saints is one of the greatest tools of the devil. And actually, I think I've mentioned this to you before. I learned this from Father Tom DiLorenzo. One of the greatest tools of the devil is discouragement. That's one of the things the devil does. And one of the things the saints taught is if you have someone who falls back into sin, instead of picking themselves up and trying better again and maybe going to confession and seeking the grace of God to grow, they just allow themselves to become discouraged, and they stay really deeply collapsed in that discouragement and that really wallowing in that guilt that they feel. That's a sign of the sin of pride. He says, no, a true saintly person who falls into sin will get themselves back up and try to look at what led them into sin and try to avoid that again. You know, one of the examples I often use is, you know, someone may fall into some form of sin, and I will ask them to look at what steps they took to do that, and they may understand that if they look at all those steps, if one of those steps they didn't do, then they wouldn't have committed the sin. So being aware of that, look at that again, and if you see yourself walking down that step, you just stop. And remember, like one of those steps, and I can maybe give you a good example. Let's go back to, I told you I used to drink. Well, there was a series of drinks that I would do, okay, when I was drinking. So it would be a White Russian, then a Black Russian, and then beer, until I didn't know what day it was. I only lost consciousness once. And by the way, for those of you who are interested, I came to a point where I'd either stop drinking or stop driving, and so I stopped driving. So driving and drinking and driving was not an issue, crazy as it is, but yeah, it was not an issue. But I had a pattern that I would follow And what I would do is I would have a white Russian, black Russian, and then drink beer. Well, I had been sober for a month. And so I thought, well, I can go and I can try this again. And I sat down and I had a white Russian. Well, darn it, didn't it follow again? White Russian, black Russian, and then just drinking beer. So you think of the steps I needed to do that. I needed to go to the bar, which means I needed to walk there. And this happened on a base which doesn't exist anymore. It was one of my favorite Navy bases, Almeida Naval Air Station. But I had to, walk to the Petty Officers Club, and I had to obviously sit down at the bar. I had to ask for a white Russian, and then went down from there. I mean, so if I didn't do any one of those steps, particularly if I didn't walk into the Petty Officers Club, it wouldn't have happened. And one of the interesting things is I had a really bad hangover the next day, and that was the last time I ever went down that pattern. So I know there are certain things I can never do, which is why the rare time I have a beer, it's only under very controlled circumstances. So I don't. So, and I prefer actually non-alcoholic beer more than anything else. But you can see that whole thing of that is always there, but if you have to know how to say no and say yes to the good. We'll talk more on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.